yourselves. Yeah. What's happening?
We are Magic Orchids. And we're very excited.
Looking forward to an interesting hour-long exploration of sound and music.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sensation, that needs sensation to sustain. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hollywood B blow up is a New York band. Blow up Hollywood. Yeah, New York band.
Cool. I like the name.
Yeah.
It's cool.
He, they are G O. They're good. Yeah. They're
cool.
Very good. Yeah.
Gotta check those guys out. You're good. Thanks for having us,
yeah.
Frank. We appreciate it.
What did you think? What did you think of the jam? Is that it? Yeah.
I think it was pretty good. I like being able to just jam.
It's fun. I don't know if this is working.
Is Rhea's mic working? Mikey?
Talk
right into it.
Hello. It was... It was fun.
Coming through loud and clear.
It was really fun.
Did I M A make it my, did I make my A U audition?
Did we pass?
Did we
pass?
He's asking if he
passed.
Did he pass?
Hell yeah, you should
audition?
Go with us all the way up to like our tour. Would you be willing to go with us all the way to Seattle?
Yes. But A O U our T R A traveling, our traveling days. Well, it's changed. It's our traveling day. We're more kind of cumbersome when
okay.
we travel. Like it used to be, we would just go wherever. We'd have like we'd have mats. We'd throw on the floor and sleep. Now we need beds.
No,
we
I
need
understand.
A roll-in shower. It's just like there's a lot
yeah,
involved
yeah.
in traveling.
No.
So
you've yeah. had your time.
We had our rough time. Yeah, 20 years of that. Of
that's
traveling.
A long time.
Yeah.
But it's good to have travelers come to you now. That's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have us because we're pretty much just, you know, kind of right in that phase right now, I guess.
We're
kind of
restless.
Like, we just want to go and, like,
yeah.
see and, like, you know,
yeah.
venture out.
Is... That is there. No, is this your first tour?
Yeah,
yeah.
This is the first time we get to play outside LA. We usually just play around LA with like friends, like you know, bands and stuff. So
yeah.
we just thought we'd go for it. It seemed like a really good like time to do right now. With all like you know, we have like some shows that are kind of still like hanging and like you know so but we're just going for it
yeah.
still not sure but we thought like hey what the heck you know it's just like
yeah.
just go for it
and you can may F I you may find O other opportunities
yeah.
while you're out here, when you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
We love meeting people and learning what they share and sharing what we do and just, I don't know.
We established kind of just like a little like network, you know, because like all those bands that we're having in the distro, we kind of like, a lot of those bands are good, but they don't really play outside LA, so it would be good to establish connections of like, just like different, like outside LA, and maybe kind of like create some kind of like network where, like, hey, this band wants to like play in whatever, like cities, like, you know, whatever connections we make in like
yeah.
different cities and towns and stuff.
You should T A. Talk. To. J. O. John the Baker. Do you know John the Baker?
No.
He like does punk stuff, but he's been around for a long time.
John the Baker, is he from Berkeley?
He lives in the Bay Area now. He's originally from Woodstock, New York.
Oh, okay.
And but he books his own shows okay. all the time and travels, and he's real hooked into like a whole network thing. So
that
he'd
be
able
good.
To give you some hints, I think, about
yeah, that
how
would be
to
great.
Do it.
I mean, we'll definitely ask for his like contact or something so we can like. Yeah, because it's been hard. We kind of pretty much just hit up, I guess we just look online and do some, like, kind of, like, places. We kind of try to concentrate away from bars and clubs. It's more kind of, like, art spaces, like, kind of more, like,
houses.
Yeah, houses, you know, like, all ages, venues. Like, we're kind of more, like, you know, just kind of, like, those kinds of venues instead of, like, the bars and the clubs.
Right. Like this.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think this is a amazing. Club. It seems like a bar. I think with all the with all these in here, it seems like a. It should be a bar. There should be some kind of. Is this really cool, though? Your place is really cool.
We are on the T O U tour. We're on the tour circuit. We get
hell
like
yeah.
touring bands
yeah.
all the time. Yeah.
That's really great.
Every even F R from Europe.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that will be great. I mean, we also kind of like plan to kind of like just like it's good to be able to like the music is also like cuz we want to travel, but we want to just like share our music wherever we travel, so like whatever opportunity like arises and like, cause we're planning to go to the Philippines next year too. It's where I'm originally from, but we've been like trying to like look for shows while we're there. So at least we're not just like, you know, going there. So we can just like at least play some shows and.
Yeah.
You guys should play in the Philippines, bang.
We. Have always be E R no B R B E E we have always been T O told O other countries would love what we do.
Yeah.
Most definitely, because like especially there, because they, it's like in the Philippines right now. Like I don't know, like the internet is probably a lot to do with it. But I was looking up some like they have some weird like scenes that are like never existed when I lived there. Because usually a lot of the people is like dependent on mainstream media. So whatever, like they get like music, art, like a lot of majority of the people is kind of like that. But now there's like a scene. There's people doing really like experimental like noise and like, and I think they also like there's like people that do it more in like academic, like they study like really like it's like thorough. Like they do like they play in other countries and they have like conferences of people that do like multimedia, like new media. It's kind of like under that, like
right.
It's like
yeah.
You guys totally shit. You guys are like, you know, let me know if you guys are like ever.
How? That, yeah. I mean, like, we generally, the way we ever have any, ever done anything is something comes to us.
Yeah.
Like, we're not that proactive. How do we fit in to outside of this country? In what way do we fit in?
Because they're like outside from this country. That alone will fit you in. I mean, I don't know. I think it's just because like it's different, and I guess it's just like some people like if it's like I understand some people might like just like not get some of it, but it's good that it's there for them. Like anything that will create some kind of like reaction or
like
you know.
E. Echo. Curio.
Oh yeah.
In the way that they didn't get it at Echo Curio.
Really? You played there? Were they all like tripped out? Sometimes some people can be really PC about like you know.
F. They freaked.
You freaked.
They freaked. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's good though, right? That's good.
I think that's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. F. U. N. Funny. Because. 4. D. O. For dog. Because dog played the same night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, M. Most of the audience was out on the sidewalk for dog. But they came in for our set. And so they were all like right there and, you know, seemingly involved in what was going on.
If people get like, if people don't feel any kind of like something for what you're doing, then I guess you're not doing something right.
Right.
It's good so that it creates any kind of reaction and like, you know, it engages people.
Even, every, always, after. After the set, that's I. You asked the guys that run the place about doing. Oh, you said you'd like to do something there again, and they seemed uncomfortable, but that has never stopped Frank. And I think,
hey, you know what?
Isn't that when you said you'd like to do like a week? He said I'd like to do a weekend performance where I, like we kind of are in the space for a weekend. A 48-hour performance.
Now that will really freak them out more. Now I would think they were pretty open, but you know sometimes it's hard to tell. We've been to like we played shows where people just don't know what to make of us. So, because we don't really do like kind of like standard. I mean, we did before, but since we've been like doing what we do, like how we do it, it's been kind of like weird reactions. Sometimes people don't get it. Like a song, it's like we say we just like play the spirits of the songs.
Some people get frustrated when they can't hook on to something that they want to follow, and then you stop it and turn it into something else. But we kind of like that. Like we want to explore like why that makes people uncomfortable.
They can't compartmentalize you. They cannot like they don't know which file drawer they put you. They're like
because we could easily like make really poppy fun songs. But
they,
I don't know.
They, T, H, O, they thought. They thought 3-0. 30 minutes was long. Oh, at the Echo Curio, they were like, you know, it's kind of long.
No,
30
minutes. I've seen really bad performances there. And it's like, you know, I'm sure they're just like, you know, sometimes people like, you just have to catch them in the right moment. And like, you know.
They. Then. They then said, yeah, I can't remember the exact words. It was good, though. It was very, right, I-N-T, interesting, but
polarizing.
Polarizing.
Polarizing. And they and Frank asked them
well, I don't even know
what that meant. And they never wrote back.
Polarizing.
Oh, exactly. Frank said which poles he wrote back.
Maybe your pole.
That was the last we heard from them. Which poles?
that's funny. I never really heard anybody use that to describe like music or you know.
I think they meant some people L loved it and some people didn't like it at all. Didn't like it. G you guess which pole they fell into.
No, it's like you cannot really like, you cannot like, yeah, you can't tell. We've had people kind of like us in one time, and then the next time they just don't like it. So it's like, you know, I'm sure with what you do, like, it's just like I said, it's like a matter of like the moment when people catch. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they might be caught, catch them in a good moment, and they're like, oh, this is like, but you know, sometimes people are just like, most of the time, people feel like, people
want
to be entertained.
Familiar. They want
to be entertained. Yeah. You want to do like a dance number, like a little, like, you know, American Idol.
Like the S T R A G H straight J A P A Japanese R E a restaurant where we met.
Oh, the cocaine.
Oh, yeah, yes. The cocaine. Those guys loved you. It was funny because the guy was like, I was kind of like, didn't expect how the owner, like, or the guy that runs it react, but he was like, oh, that guy, that was like, really, like, you know, he was like, he said it was trippy.
But the H I P, the hip. A, the hip artists typically are the ones that are a rough audience that go through changes.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure, I've heard people, they got freaked out by it. I was like, oh, but it was good. I think people, like, once they, like, feel like, you know, like, you tell them, because, like, they don't really know, but then I kind of had to, like, I think one of our friends, I think you probably went, like, around, like, near him, and so he got freaked out, like, ah. Oh. But I told him, like, you know, like, cause some people, like, they don't know, and they, like, you know, they just, like, they just take it, and then they, like, react right away without really, like, you know, but then they see, like, you know, like, what you do, and, like, you've done, like, really, like, extensive work, and, like, how many years? 20 years of, like, you know, you guys doing
40
what
years.
40 years.
Yeah.
So that's, like, you know, that's, like, a whole lifetime, like, you know, like, some people could only wish to, like, devote their, like, time for that long. It's good that you guys are still gonna do it.
You can, you were in one of the M.O. most. No, one of the M.O. most D.Y. dynamic F.R.O. front men I have seen. You were one of the most dynamic front men Frank
thank
has
you.
Ever
Thanks
seen.
Thanks a lot, Frank. That's really cool coming from you. Yeah. Apparently we're not really, like, playing anymore. It was just, like, too much male energy. So much, like, when you're around, like, in a band and all the guys and everybody wants to be, like, you know, yeah. I was, like, too much. Just, like, you know. It just became, like, too much for me. I was, like, okay. So, you know, it's hard to do something if you're not feeling it. I just, like, believe that. If you're not feeling like doing something and you're forcing yourself, it doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know, it's cool. We're friends, everybody's like.
You were B I, you were by.
Were, it's a past tense. Am.
That was A P a part of your A P appeal?
I think so. I think a lot of people tell you, like, especially if they like what you do, but it's different when you're the one doing it and you don't feel like right about it. And even if people like love it, so it's like it just it was good though for what it was. I was glad like we got to like do that. I got to do that. I can still do it, but it's just like I'm in a different like kind of like mindset and approaching music and like how I feel about like performance and like
your like
my like
just, you know, you said just like tell us more about that. You said you're in a different mindset. Like
I like more like now, like I like to explore like sounds, and we kind of like I said, like we try to like defy like kind of like structures, like standard, like you know, like pop song kind of like, because before we more like that was more like a band, so we had to play like songs and it was kind of like rehearsed. There's parts you have to do. Like now it's more like we want it to be more organic, where it's about sounds and we deal with the moment. It's more like there's a lot of improvisation and there's a lot of like, you know, just like I don't know, coordinating with like her, and it's like a different like dynamic too, because it's like
F O following.
Following.
It's following, like following each other and following.
Yeah. Yeah, you pretty much have to.
We're kind of learning how to play with each other as we're playing like this. So it's a rather, yeah. We write a lot of songs, but we don't play like a set list. But we have all of these songs that we've written that we can draw from in the moment or take and do differently or whatever comes.
Yeah, we just don't want to repeat ourselves in like the moment. I just don't think it's like a lot of people, like what they see, like tend to seem as good is people that can repeat themselves exactly in the previous moment. But I just think it's like we let the moment, like moment that like represent itself whenever we're playing, like, you know. So I mean, elements of certain songs appear, kind of come in and out of the whatever we do. So that's pretty much it. So that's why we say it's like the spirits of the songs. It's not the whole like song. There's like little traces of I don't know, songs, if you want to call it that, for the lack of a better term.
Like G R E, like dreams.
Exactly. It's like the sequence is just like like you don't, because that's the thing too with songs. It's like structures. There's like certain structures, like verse, chorus, like stuff, and then there's like words, and it's just kind of like different. Like we kind of just tap into different parts of like, you know, the moment, and like you were doing. I want to hear that. That was really interesting.
What? How did it sound? Very, very organic, very like trance, dream like stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It says here, kiss me, I'm organic.
Yeah, very, but it did have like kind of a melodic quality to it. That I thought made it more accessible than maybe something would ordinarily be, that was like a kind of non-structured jam. It kind of hooked you in, because there were a lot of kind of like, you know, as if like you're bouncing to a beat. But I didn't have a problem with the way it would segue into something else. I liked that.
Thank you.
So, you know.
Yeah, we tried.
It kept
to
moving.
Yeah.
It kept moving.
That's you're on trying. The right pole.
That's I'm on the right
that's
pole.
That's what.
Right.
That's right. That's what we try to do.
S T R I P P E stripper. Stripper. P the stripper pole.
Yeah. we're all about the stripper pole. Now, that's, like, actually a good, like, way of, like, describing it. Because, like, that's what we kind of, like, want to do somewhere. Kind of, like, tread that line. Like, you know, there's, like, the extreme, really, like, noise experimental. But we don't want to totally go that direction. So we still kind of have, like, some sensibilities to, like, the whole pop. So we're not, like, totally. So we're kind of, like, in a tightrope between, like, what's, like, pop, kind of like the, at least in terms of elements and like that you hear, yeah. You know.
How did P L A playing in my band M E S mess you up? How did playing in Frank's band, you mean in LA, how did it mess you up?
How did it mess us up? No, I don't think it messed anything up. I mean, pretty much, I think the only thing it messed up is like the minds of the people that were there, which is good, I think, because I think, you know, in what you do and like, you know, what we do, that's like a compliment.
B E because I always I N I M P R improvise.
That's always good. You guys sounded pretty good like when you played like in LA. Like, it was like, what's that guy, Tomek? Yeah, he was pretty good, too. He played, like the keyboards, and he was, like, kind of, like, he was, like, driving the whole groove, too, everything, and, like, you know, Steve.
I and V I Vinny. What show were you talking about?
I think
about?
That was, like, the one in, like, the cocaine. Were you, like, talking about that?
Was Tomek at that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize we knew him back then. Yeah. Was Vinny at that one, too? Vinny was the percussion guy with the black glasses.
Yeah, I remember him.
M, he, B, R, brought the
drummer.
He brought the drummer.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that was a pretty good, like, set, you guys. Like, that was pretty, like, you know. That's pretty, like.
When's the last time you played in L.A.?
In January.
Was
Isn't
that the
right?
Curio?
No. let's see. In January, we did The Note, which is that performance festival. It's like an annual festival.
Oh, okay.
And the guy found us. 3.
Cool.
0. 30 minutes. Yeah, we only have 30 minutes on that. Because it's like this all-day festival.
Yeah.
So it's all these like short things. And they give us like 30 minutes, which is like the long thing.
Yeah.
So you really feel like you're kind of doing a speeded up version, you know.
We pretty much play like short sets too. We usually like in our like shows, like we try to like play short just because like sometimes it's like we forget about time and it's just like...
You
get carried away.
Frank likes to get a minimum hour. And most of the time, you know, we can get that. Yeah, and they'll just stick us at the end of the night.
Yeah, it didn't seem that long when we played right now.
Just now, no.
It was like, and I thought, like, oh, it's already an hour. But
yeah.
But it was pretty good.
But we P A pace. No, P A C. Pack, a lot in to the 30 minutes. Well, I think we pretty much packed an hour's worth of stuff into the 30 minutes. It was just paced a little bit differently.
Well, did you guys, like, who was playing with you in the Chirotic All-Stars? And that
the
time?
Last time we went, I think Tomek was there again. I don't even remember.
Leo.
Who?
Leo.
Oh, Leo, yeah.
K A R
Carlos.
Karloff and Jeremy.
Oh, the guys from like from Hot Dung Frog. Mummy.
Yeah, Dung Mummy.
Cool.
Yeah. And the A U audience. Oh, the audience got up on stage and started dancing and stuff.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. We got one right.
They started playing instruments.
They start because we have a bag of toy instruments that we usually lay out on the stage. So they started playing instruments and dancing around.
That's cool. It's always great when that happens. It becomes like interactive with like the crowd.
I T R tried to get a plant. The woman that was the nighttime desk person at our hotel was also an actress. And so Frank tried to get her to be a plant in the show, which was she would be in the audience and play like a straight person who would get so turned on by, because like we're naked and dancing around, she'd get so turned on that she'd take her clothes off and come up and start dancing with us. And she was into it, you know, but she worked that night and couldn't do it. But there was this other, we were getting people from the audience, and this one woman looked very similar to her. And the lights are low, and it's like strobe lights, you know, and slides. And Frank actually thought it was her. And so we ended up taking like her, like half of her clothes off, and she's sitting on Frank's lap. And like, I don't know at what point you realized it wasn't her. And the whole audience got like really involved in us taking her clothes off. And it was like this group kind of thing. And she was like totally getting into it.
At least she was in the pole.
She was in the right pole. That's right. Yeah.
That's good.
How did you two meet?
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to ask her, because I've been talking too much.
I am.
We met the collective of bands that Die Rockers Die was in, the Happy Hollows and all those different bands. I was friends with them, and Die Rockers Die was the only band that I hadn't seen, but I met him. I just met him one night, and we hung out all the time. I don't know. We met each other and then got stuck with Blue or something.
We just hang out in libraries because we're always like so like amazed at the libraries they have, like the books. Because I mean, for me personally, it's like the libraries here, like
it's
in America,
cheap date,
it's like
the
you know,
libraries.
and they don't have those extensive libraries in the Philippines. So for me, it's always like all those like cool stuff, and I don't have to buy like so much like stuff. I can just go to the library and just like you know like movies, and it's like my like sanctuary. And like you could totally just go in there and get lost and. I mean, we could, like, go in a library and just, like, forget about everything. So, yeah. That's how we met.
And then, yeah, we were both in different bands and then just kinda like played together because we lived together. And then, I don't know.
Just saw it's like, a natural, organic progression towards, like, oh, we might as well just try to play with each other. We actually played different, like, setup before with, like, I play like an actual drums, and then she plays like a keyboards, but
we got bored.
We thought it would like it'll be easier if we don't carry too much stuff, but then like I was saying earlier, we end up like, you know. It's just, you know.
You, she, it, we. Don't T-R, travel, light. Oh, God. We travel so on light. It's amazing how much stuff we bring with us. Anything. Even just like the local stuff. We have two cars full of stuff. Wow. Two vans full of stuff just to do our local Oakland performance once a month.
Damn. You bring a lot of like instruments.
Well, we transform the space, you know. We hang backdrops everywhere. We put Christmas lights up. We have these lights. We have... we have giveaways, totes of giveaway zines and CDs. We have costumes, video equipment, just everything. And then instruments. We bring we bring a bunch of instruments so that there's always like a little section set up because we never know what musicians are going to show up.
Yeah.
And so, Frank, if nobody shows up, although there's always musicians that show up, but in case they don't, Frank invites audience. He'll say, who plays an instrument? And then he'll say, okay, you're the band. Yeah. And they'll play. Have, even, if they don't. Right, and then if nobody, he doesn't care if you play, right? He'll just say, well, you played the keyboard. That's even better, really. Yeah. That's
always
better.
The best, because sometimes when people would, like, there's too much knowledge of something, they try to, like, kind of, like, analyze and think too much about it instead of, like, the word itself, play, is play.
Yes.
So you play, yeah.
Right. When I did the... Oh, Outrageous Beauty Review. This was like, this was more like, it was like a, it was called Outrageous Beauty Review. It was an hour long series of acts that were outrageous. This is like in the 70s, in the late 70s.
I think
it was at the punk club.
It
was at the Mabuhay Garden.
Like everything, like, I think I saw pictures in your website
pictures.
About it.
Yeah.
Like all naked.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
But one of the people in the group had a fantasy about being in a band, you know, like a rock band. So Frank said, fine, you know, I'll get a band together for you, because we had the show we were doing every week. So the show was very popular, and so everybody wanted to be in the show. So he put out the word that we're looking for musicians, but he would tell them, we'd have these auditions, and he'd tell the musicians, I want to keep it raw. The first time we're able to get through a song from start to finish, that's out of the show. You know, like we want to just barely be able to get through that song. We want it that raw.
Yeah.
And because people wanted to be in the show, they said, okay. But they couldn't do it. You know, they would say, I just can't do it. And we had a really hard time. And so finally we gave up on getting musicians. And there were like 30 of us. So Frank just said, okay, who wants to play this? Who wants to play this? And we literally learned on the stage. So if you see like the early tapes, it's like...
Yeah.
Oh, we're just like trudging through these songs, and it's so funky. But by the end, it got good just because we were doing it for 3.5 years. And the people in the band, you know, thought, oh, well, we're so good now, we want to be in a real show. So they didn't get it, you know. They didn't get, like, what we were doing.
It's
and
true.
The show
sometimes
broke up
that
from
happens.
That.
But it's good that you guys document. You document all your shows from the beginning and like.
Yes, so that was a point like kind of pre. It was before everybody had video cameras, like in the mid 70s. But we do have some footage that people took.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I saw actually an old footage. I think it was in New York or something like that, or some other like show. I think you guys are like, or I don't know where it was, but.
We put together like a half-hour piece from footage we got from other people of the Outrageous Beauty Review. It's kind of funky, but it, you know, it does the job.
But that's cool, you know. I mean, I think music, like, I mean, playing in itself, like the nature of it, I think it really like kind of like people. It's just like people have been programmed, conditioned to think in a certain way, like especially with regards to music. And like, I'm not musical at all. I could hardly like, I can play. I mean, people ask me, "Do you play?" Yeah, I play, but. It's not like in the technical kind of like, you know.
Anyone can play.
Exactly, yeah. And it's hard. Like, try explaining it to people. Like, you know, it's like, hey, you can play. But people, like, feel like, you know, they have to have some kind of, like, gift or, like, kind of like, you know, they have to wait
permission.
For some kind of genius to, like, get upon them.
H-E. Hey. I S T A started playing piano on this show because we were having all these cool musicians and Frank wanted to play with them and we had
Hell
a piano. So, you know, he said, can I jam with you? And people would say, sure. And because he jammed and they appeared to enjoy it, that was all the encouragement he needed, really, to start saying, I play piano.
You do what you do, Frank.
Yeah.
P Key, A, U, Pauline Oliveras. She was a guest here.
Really?
She showed up with her accordion, and Frank said, "Can I jam with you?"
And you jammed with her?
Yeah, that was the show. And Teresa was here too, who was kind of part of what we were doing at the time. She's blind, and she played something. The flute. So it was Frank and Pauline and Teresa.
I want to see that. You guys have that.
It's on
online.
The website, isn't it?
You can like look at that.
Yeah,
the audio is not the video. Under the Shaman's Den archive.
Yeah.
There's some photos there.
And there's photos too.
I was like
so
listening to some of like your like archive the other like day too. I think I was listening to the one where you like reading it about like at like in the beginning you were reading something I think that Frank wrote. It was like about like the cave or about the mother
magical active magical cave
and then lovers. and the ending he does like some kind of like sound like I think you were playing, I don't know what you were playing, but you were just doing like that was really cool. I was like listening to it. I was like I was cutting zines. I was like
wow,
you have a lot of like cool stuff in your website. It looks pretty good, like you know.
M, two, U. You too. You too.
Thanks, man. You guys are really inspirational. It's like you know, the fact that you just do it. It's like, cause some people like it's hard. I mean, you know, you meet people and like, some people like feel like I was saying earlier they don't do things because they feel like there's has to be a certain condition in which they will only do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really. Think like that. I feel like you know, hey, if you wanna like feel like if you can like imagine it, then I guess you can do it.
Yeah.
It's just like you know, it's like we do. I mean, you know, it's like some people are so like too idealistic about something, but then they don't really get to like at least like be in that ideal of it, and then they just feel like it's like that's like, but it's only because they feel that way.
They. Have P.I. pictures.
Pictures of?
Of like what it should be or how it should be. And so that limits them being able to just jump in and do it.
It's like they get stuck in the thought instead of the action. Instead of like doing the action, it's like the thought is like hindering them from acting out like. Because then when you just do it, you kind of learn as you go along and just kind of like, there's the only best way of like learning, I think, is just by doing it, like by like, you know, it becomes natural. That's what I think practice is like. It's like practice for us is not like practice in terms of other bands, like it's practice. It's like practice, like doctors practice medicine is kind of like, that's our practice.
Right.
We practice our music.
Not. You're not even L E A learn I not even learning but E X P A expanding.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I understand that. It's really good to be able to play with others because, like, that's the thing we love about what we do now because we get to play with, like, you because we actually play with different people. We have some guy in L.A. like this, like, sax for us, too. He plays sax.
We saw that on your website.
Yeah, and we have some other guys. It's just more, you know, it's I don't know what to call it, but it's kind of like almost like the, like, jazz kind of thing, but it's not. It's just, like, sounds. You're like, you know.
F I F U N N funny at the Japanese restaurant we M E met we met you and the Hop Frogs. That was the first time we met them too. Yeah. And we have D O done A a lot with hop frogs, the hop frog people.
Cool. Yeah, those guys are awesome. Yeah. They do so much. I always see them like playing like different shows, and every now and then they have like, I think the Refrigerator Mothers, I don't know if they still do that, but I think now they just do like the hop frog, and they just all like, it's pretty like trippy.
S O so what time do you P play F Friday?
Oh, that show when we come back? What time is it? We haven't heard back from the guy. He said he's going to let us know because he's going to get some other bands from like Berkeley or something.
What's
like that.
What's the name of the place?
It's Flux 53. Flux 53. You could probably look it up. It's like
it's in Oakland.
It's in Oakland. But
so this is Friday, the 21st of August.
Yeah, this is like the 21st. Like yeah. You know, like so it's like he's just like, because we told him about some other band, like a friend of ours, like we asked him if they could play, like Rail Cars. So there's going to be that band if that pushes through. And then they said they're going to look for like an opening act. They said they want to have like some other band, like just a local at least, to kind of like mix things up. And
yeah.
I think there might be even like some art too. People might be like putting up some art. So if you guys like, you know, like go there and do some like jamming it out.
B E because you if it is not really late. Oh, if it's not really late, you're thinking you would like to come and sing
okay.
with
we'll
you.
We'll let you go. How about we let you know once we hear from the guy? Because we're like, we haven't like gone online, so we kind of just tried to like probably like be able to like go online like later.
I like singing we'll with you, Frank.
Yeah.
I do.
Why?
Because I tend not to immediately sing a lot of words, or I just like to, I think of my voice more as an instrument rather than something to connect with people based on emotion and words. So, well, connect with them emotionally, but in different ways. So exploring just different sounds, and I get we have this sample that we use that it's just says language is man-made over and over and over again. And I like to stray from words and make sounds and noises, and to hear someone else doing that is, it's inspiring, and it's something else, something different that I can like play with. It's like having another instrument play with me. It's good.
Yes. Like H O R horns, like horns,
like horns,
and I F O F I find W O words give L I limit no L I limit limiting F R A frames.
Yeah.
You find that words give limiting frames. On the jam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
I. You. Usually. B. A. Ban words from our channel.
Ban words?
He what bans them. He said, you want to sing vocals, but you can't use any words.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, I like the approach like that, where like the sounds of the like the vocals is just another instrument, you know? That's why we love like with all the toys, like the gadgets, because it creates that kind of like where you can manipulate actually the sounds and like it's like sometimes
I've always been kind of frustrated that a lot 80 I'm I don't know percentage but tons of, so many bands just have the vocalist in front and that's your main focus and so you have to you
like
listen
the hierarchy
for the words
of bands.
To connect with and it's you lose a lot of the spirit of the whole song by showcasing this person, this human in the front while everyone's using an instrument that you can explore as you're listening to it, but yet you're just searching for these words to associate yourself to in some
it's,
way.
It's, I think it's also like a sentimentality, like some people like listen to music because they want to feel a certain kind of connection, which is like, you know, not bad, but you know, it's just like
there are different
not,
ways
like,
to
know.
Get that connection and
it's like base it on language.
We. J. Just. W. A. Watched. A. D. O. Documentary. On. A. N. T I T Anita O'Day.
Anita O'Day.
And she does all that stuff without words where and that's the way she talks about her voice as seeing it as an instrument. Not I mean exactly really the way you're talking about it, you know, that's that great. She would say I'm not a singer. She would say, and she would relate more to the musicians, like, you know, who are your influences? They were all musicians, not like singers. And she did stuff with her voice.
Yeah. That's great.
There's like interesting, I think it's like in Southeast Asia or some kind of like, I don't know if it's Burma or something, but they have like those like throat singing.
Yeah.
And it's really like, I just listened to the other day and it's weird. Like people like do it like, and it, but it reverberates and like,
cool?
Like yeah. 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 Have you recorded like, you guys like recorded like some like, you were like, jams. You always record it, huh?
Record everything.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
He did a thing with Vinny one time when we were in L.A. He wanted to do a recording. It was just Frank and Vinny. And Vinny was playing a saxophone. So it was like showcasing Frank's voice.
Yeah.
That's like the closest we've come to really like focusing on Frank's
That's
voice.
That's cool. Yeah, it would be good. Like, you know, like you can like your voice and like feed like your like voice through like some effects and like.
We had like the vocoder here.
Yeah. It's like there's a lot of like interesting developments too, like in technology, where like especially like, you know, like being able to play music and like create sounds and just like you know that interests me because I mean in a sense it enables people like. Who don't really think they can do music to do music. So that's like, I mean, for me, that's like a good thing about like existing technology. I mean, you know, but like I said, you know, it's got to come from like the person to kind of be having like, you know.
F. I. U. N. Funny. I. B. L. I, O, blow, up, H, O, Hollywood, oh, the band Blow Up Hollywood, was, A, Very. Well, they did like tunes, really catchy tunes, like very, very good and very catchy tunes. And there was like these two guys, like, I think they in New York, they have like a whole band, but it was these two guys both playing guitars or something.
Yeah.
And very dynamic, but very catchy tunes.
Yeah.
But I see O could C O U R N cornered cornered them into jamming with him.
He just
which was like, you know, I mean, when he said it was that because they just were so like what they were, and I couldn't believe he was even asking them to jam because they're very New York too, you know, so they were like this about where you are.
Now I know what you mean. Some
and
people
they,
like, you know.
And they jammed with him and it just blew their minds. I mean, the guy was like, wow, this is what I want, you know, this is what I want to be doing. They then oh, do you see Mikey? Mm. They then wanted to record. He said, I want to come back and I want to record with you. And
they were like, that's so fucking good. Yeah. Did you, I mean, is that like a while ago? Did you end up recording?
Yeah, we never heard from them again. but in the moment, that's the way they felt.
You think we can have a copy of the recording today?
Oh, of course. And you can get a DVD, too. You'll get the whole
cool.
show then. Yeah.
That's going to be cool. I'm like excited to do that.
S. O. So. Who are you? Tell the people who you are.
Oh. Tell the people. We're Magic Orchids.
Champ and Rhea.
Magic Orchids.
Website.
Oh yeah, you can go to our MySpace, which is magic. It's three magic with a CK, and we have like our blog, like magic.blogspot.com, and we also have the distro.
Started a distro called it's only for the openminded.com, and it's just a place where people, basically. Right now, it's people who we admire that make things and don't share them. It's their motivation to have something available to share with people, either to sell or download. Or, but it's been a website that's been good because people, it's been motivational for people to get stuff done and just have a place for them to put it. So we have that too.
Like your guys' stuff.
Mm-hmm. Not for the M O N O mono P O L E pulled. It's not for. Not for the mono polled.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Unless you're on the right pole.
Yeah, we're pretty much, like, open because we have a lot of, like, friends, too, that do, like, we didn't want to, like, kind of, like, limit certain specific categories or, like, we just, like, if people are doing their own thing in their own terms and just making shit happen, so we're just, like, pretty like, you know, hey, bring it on. If people like, you know, just to have it available, it's just something that was kind of, we felt was necessary at this point for like, you know, I don't know, at least where like we live in LA, it's like, because there's so many people doing stuff, but you can't really go somewhere or you don't know where to look, or some people are just bad in like promoting, like, you know, like some people like feel like humbled and they don't feel like they're, what they're doing is like good enough to be like, so we just like kind of like, hey, this is like, you know, put it in there and like, you know, there's more like kind of like make it be more like community and like power in numbers kind of thing. So yeah, and like, you know, you should like, I'm glad you guys would have like your zines there. We were like trying to just gather like we said earlier, we're just like asking people we know right now, because it's, we don't want it to be too much kind of like a because we don't really, like, now, like, we're not even having much activity, and we don't really, like, we're not really making profits from this. We're just kind of doing this because we love, like, you know, people doing stuff.
Who does make any money from any of this?
Exactly. I know. It's just, you know, it's just something that we love, and we feel like, you know, we're, like, it's really inspiring for us, and we just want to be able to kind of, like, inspire others to, like, hey, do your own thing. It's okay, you know. You don't have to have, like, you know, kind of, like, some kind of, like, Mozart or Beethoven or, like, you know. You can just do your own thing in your own terms. And
it's worth putting out there for someone to see it.
So, yeah, because there's so many things, and I'm sure there's, like, someone that will be able to hear that, and they're going to get, like, a effect, like, oh, like, you know, I can do it, like, you know, I can do something my own.
Yes. You never know.
Yeah.
What's going to connect up with somebody and mean something to
We're
somebody.
Just making it available. Yes. That's what it practically is.
Why? Years later? That's been our experience. Years later, we'll find out that something we did profoundly impacted somebody and, you know, changed their art career or whatever, you know, and it's just like it was like a performance that nobody came to, or, you know what I mean, or what we thought it was like not a very good, and it's so like, it was like, how do we know, you know, you just like do it.
That's a good consolation, especially for like, you know, like what you do, and like to know that that's kind of like had that impact on certain people, like, you know, that's like a consolation right there, and it's kind of like priceless in terms that, like, you know, you cannot really, like, you know, you cannot barter or trade for like the experience of actually like experiencing something, you know. Some people like take it for granted, and like they go to shows and they're like you know, but like I said, if it creates an impact, like, I mean, people can seem it bad, but even those things are the things they'll remember and will like resonate.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's cool because if it's worth it for you to do it anyways, and you're not relying on any kind of immediate acceptance, like all those opportunities that come are just like a different perspective and like, I don't know.
And to the performer too, I'm sure like to you, it's kind of like almost like a cathartic like thing where you kind of just like, you know, like it's because like, you know, we're like conditioned in certain ways and thinking and like kind of like, you know, like the whole like pop like thing. So that's always something that's gonna be like part of it. But having that like, you know, experience kind of like liberates you from like that internal, like, I don't know, whatever, like conditioned desires for like the ideal or like whatever, like they tell us to, whatever they injected in our brain.
Yes.
Ideas, you know.
Are we rapping? We've been told we're rapping. Okay, so
thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys, for having us, Linda, Frank. Pleasure. You guys are awesome, man. Thanks so much for like letting us play in your home and jamming out with us. That was really good.
See, oh, come, A, come again.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we're gonna be like, you know. We're scoping up how it's like to travel and play outside LA, so we'll definitely
play
like
in
you know,
LA really soon.
Yeah. You guys should like, you know, if you guys like ever like,
well, we'll talk about
it.
I don't think so. M O money. Yes, eventually we will have enough money to travel again.
Yeah,
and
that's
that
like
point,
always like
yeah.
Like
yeah.
one of like the things that like, you know.
Well, we'll be watching your show.
It's like, you know, good, like just keep doing like, you know, what you do. It's good because it's there, and I'm sure like you seem to have a lot of like people that really like, you know, get like all the good guests and
on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, this show is I mean, look, it's like it's every week. It's like this. We don't have to go anywhere. L A Last week we had a member of the original Yippies, like Jerry Rubin and Abby Hoffman, Judy Gumbo Albert. She was the unindicted person from like the Chicago 7 thing. Her and her husband didn't get indicted, so they weren't But they were the ones that started the Yippies with the other guys. And it was like, he was sitting here for 2.5 hours and her telling stories, all these historical events that we know so well from seeing all these things and reading all these things. And she's like, oh, yeah, and, you know, me and Phil Oakes were walking down the street, and this guy said, I bought all your records, I'll never buy. It's just like she just had story after story, and it really felt like wow. This is like we're there.
Hey, you know.
And M, L, and she. Oh, right. Mm-hmm. We just found out today she had an estate sale, and so Corey and Alexi and Jen went to it, and they talked about the show with her, and she said Frank is very provocative. He asked provocative questions and forced me to really think about things. And she's writing a book, so this was good for her. And Frank said, wow, an original Yippie thinks I'm provocative.
Hey, yeah.
It's like,
that's
pretty
good.
Cool. Yeah,
it's really cool. It's good that you guys, like, you know, are like different, like, people too, and it's just bands and everything, like, you know,
right?
It's like, really, there's a lot of, like, for me, like, counterculture, like, you know, all those, like, kind of, like, important people, like, because I mean, I didn't really grow up here, so that's like, just like, I just read about those things, right. So it's kind of like fascinating in terms of, like, the whole, like, 60s 70s or whatever, like, just like American counterculture, because it's like, you know, it's like just something that I just kind of got interested in. It's like all the books in our basement that my parents don't want us to read. We just go there and, like, you know.
B. T. By the way. F. I. F. O. L. Folk. By the way, folks. C. A. Call. BTV. And is this about Unlimited Plus, the best of, not playing? If you are people that watch this show when it played in the middle of the night every night on BTV, you probably have noticed that it's not playing anymore. And if you'd like to see it back on the air, you need to call BTV or email them and ask them to put back on the air Frank's Best of Unlimited Possibilities. You on my, on that note, we'll say, really, we'll say good night. Okay. Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.